Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
68832.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
My name is Philip Vanderwall.
Okay. I see that last name. Is there someone else in your home whose account could be in? Name it could be in?
Pardon me?
I do
say that
see,
again.
Well, could the account or the order be in someone else's name in your home?
I did not order anything, so that's why I'm calling you. My wife or I, either one, did not order anything from you folks.
Okay. This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. I do see your last name here, but it's not your first name. What is your wife's name?
My name's probably Sheila, but the thing is, she never ordered anything either. So
okay.
That's why I'm on here, because they're taking money out of my account, and I'm not very happy with that because we did not order anything from you folks. And I don't
okay.
even know what your company is. It says Trend something. Office.com, I don't know what that is. I have no idea. She has no idea.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is a call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies. I do see an order in Ms. Sheila's name, and I can share with you what I see here once we verify that this is the account. Will you verify your address, please?
What am I verifying for?
Your address,
what's
so I can
on?
Make sure this is the correct account so we can help you with the order. I do see an order in her name here.
She did not order it, so I'm trying to cancel the order so I can get my money back. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay? Yes,
so,
sir.
So I understand giving you the address and name. I will do that. But
okay.
I'm not here to have the order come here or any. It's got to get stopped somehow, some way. Okay. My address is 312 Renee Road, Donovan from Nebraska, 68832.
Okay. I do see the account, of course. It does show that she ordered the Bites Hub. It's an app.
A what?
It's an app. It helps her plan healthier meals. It was emailed to her at philucky@hamilton.com. It looks like she was trying to win a contest for, let's see here, is this a vacuum? A Dyson vacuum cleaner. She was trying to win the contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner and got over to the product page and ordered this app. It's like a meal planning guide. It helps her cut sugar and carbs from her diet.
Okay. I will straighten this out with her. This damn phone she's got, it's too easy for her to start pushing buttons that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to win a vacuum sweeper and then ended up pressing a button for an app for diet deal. Okay, but what I'm saying is, does that get, is this a constant $59 a month?
It is a subscription. It's a monthly membership.
Okay, then I need it stopped now. And if I don't get it stopped by you folks, I will go to the bank tomorrow and shut everything off.
Okay, we can certainly take a look at that. Now, you sure she doesn't want to try it? We can reduce it to
$20
for
know,
you.
I know she wants to because I control her account. How's she done this on the phone without having the card in her hand, I don't know. I'll get this figured out on my own. But
okay.
The thing is, I need it to stop now, and
I can close the account.
I will let the $59.89 for if she's ordered that already. We'll let that go through. But I want to stop today. If anything else comes through, I'll go to my bank and put a real bad deal on it.
Okay. All right. Well, since you called, this is customer service, so we're here to try to assist you. And you don't want to try it and continue the order, we'll go ahead and close the account. I'll be right back with you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have the account closed out.
Okay, can you email me that notification that it's closed?
I can't email. I can give it. They want us to make sure you have it before we let you go on the phone, the cancellation number.
You can't do an email to me about that you closed up?
I can't. We can't email out. It's over 200 operators here, but we're working from a call station.
So you'll give me a number of
cancellation
what's supposed
number.
To come through, cancellation number, which they'll email me eventually. You won't do it, but they will.
Well, the system is not going to send you a cancellation number. We have to give you the cancellation number over the phone.
Okay, I understand that, but will the people that this company, will they send me a notification that they got this canceled?
No.
So how am I going to know that it's canceled?
Well, I'm going to give you the cancellation reference number. You can call back to verify it if you like. We're here 24/7 to assist you. So the account is...
So you give that reference number, and then they'll look it up and go from there. Okay, that sounds great. Thank you very much. So I'm ready to write.
Okay. If the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 9-2... You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
going to
start
9-2.
Over. 06-80-384.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. Charlie, as in C, 920-680-384.
Yes, sir. The account is now closed.
And that is what it, this this here is a number that who do I call to check this number out with?
So you don't have to call anyone else. This is a call center for the company. So you'd have to call this number back if you want to call back and check on or verify anything.
But this if I give you this number, you'll look it up and make sure it's closed.
Exactly. Anyone can do that for
okay.
you. We're here 24/7.
I get it. I get
yes,
it.
Sir.
Okay. So I'll just put both numbers here together. And if I see something come through next month, I know how to call you.
Exactly. We're here 24/7 to
All
assist
right.
you. All right.
All
well,
right.
thank you for calling.
Thank you very much
support.
For your help.
You're
All
welcome.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.